Richard Glenn is an inconvenient truth for those who want to stop drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. In congressional hearings, he presents a challenge to the narrative prevalent in Washington, D.C., that Native people oppose development in the Arctic. Glenn has been a compelling witness in favor of drilling in Anwar for almost 20 years. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin has this profile of Glenn for our series, Riches or Ruin, The Future of the Arctic Refuge.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I welcome
Senator Maria Cantwell of Washington State looked right past Glenn as he waited to testify at a 2017 energy hearing on Anwar. Cantwell said she was disappointed there weren't more tribal members on the witness list.
Individual tribal members, as we have seen throughout Alaska and throughout the United States of America, don't support this kind of development because they believe in the wildlife nature that God has given us and that we are stewards of Mother Earth.
That generalization from the committee's top Democrat put Glenn in a slow burn. Glenn is a vice president of Arctic Slope Regional Corporation. ASRC and its Inupiat shareholders stand to profit from drilling in Anwar. When it was his turn to speak, Glenn pointed out that he is also a member of a tribe. So were three other Alaska Native witnesses who testified for drilling.
Particularly stung by the ranking member's comments that said she didn't see tribal members. And maybe she just didn't find enough tribal members that agreed with her position.
But Glenn doesn't match the image some senators have in their heads for what a tribal member should look and sound like. In his dark suit and wire-rimmed glasses, Glenn wouldn't have looked out of place in an accounting firm. And he would not let himself be painted as less Native because he supports oil development in Anwar. He's Inupiaq, with a deep connection to the ice and soil. He told the senators that lands across the North Slope bear the bones of his ancestors. And he meant that literally.
Some of my ancestors' bones, my grandfather's grandmother, are in Prudhoe Bay. Others are scattered along the coastal plain from the Canadian border to Point Hope.
Glenn told the senators that his people depend on that sacred land for food and resource development. Glenn is comfortable with the idea that land can be both sacred and produce oil. Synthesizing the knowledge of two worlds is what he's all about. When we told Glenn we wanted to profile him, he and the PR department of ASRC declined to participate. They insisted we should first profile a pro-drilling tribal representative from Kuktovik, the only community in the refuge. And it's easy to see why they might want that. The anti-drilling side sometimes portrays the battle over the Arctic Refuge as for-profit corporations fighting tribes, money versus culture, suits versus moose hide vests. But from Glenn's perspective, it's not that simple, and he has told his story before.
I was born in 1963 in Mountain View, California.
Karen Brewster interviewed him in 2016 in his home in Utqiagvik for an oral history project. Glenn told her his mom is a daughter of the Amawak family from Utqiagvik, also known as Barrow. His dad is a son of Nebraska, sent to the Arctic to work on the Dew Line, the Cold War early warning radar system. The young couple left the North Slope when Glenn's dad took a tech job in what would soon be called Silicon Valley. So Richard was born and went to grade school there. He learned Inupiaq from his mom, and they knew other North Slope families living in that part of California.
So we had a communications network together. Everyone had Eskimo food in their freezer all the time.
His first trip to Barrow, aside from one as a toddler, was when he was 13. It was a summer of cousins and an introduction to hunting.
I made a promise to myself that I'd go back, even if my family didn't. And so every summer I did, from the day the school was over until the day school started from seventh grade on, I was here on my own. It was a great upbringing.
As he learned to hunt, ring seal, bearded seal, caribou, Glenn began to learn about ice, how to move on it, how to be safe, how it drifts and breaks off. By his 20s, he was on a spring whaling crew and became a whaling co-captain. He became, he says, obsessed with ice. infatuated with it. He told Brewster he got to double dip in ice education with traditional knowledge and a master's degree in geology from the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Every ice trail he cuts tells a story.
You're looking at that popcorn junk ice that your pick hates to swing on, or the mud-rich stuff that was born when the slush was dragging the bottom, or this kind of columnar basalt looking ice that grew all at once and just stayed that way.
The Gwich'in say to allow drilling in the Arctic Refuge will destroy their native way of life. But Richard Glenn sees a fruitful integration. The oil industry pays local taxes, and Arctic Slope Regional Corporation owns some of the subsurface rights in the refuge. As Glenn sees it, oil development provides the cash that allows the Inupiat to live in the Arctic and teach future generations how to hunt on ice. He put it this way at one forum in Washington, D.C. If my Dooline father and my Inupiat mother have taught me anything, it's taught me that there's these two ways of looking at the world, but they overlap in the middle. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.